Today's daf is Krisos daf Tesvav, and we are at the Mishnah, about 10 lines from the top of daf Yudal Ramid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza. Before we begin today's daf, I just want to mention that our very own Aryeh Gelbard of Aryeh Nicham Tanu fame is starting a program this afternoon. The name of the program is Second Seder for Working Guys. So it's going to be one day a week, Thursdays, from 4 to 6 p.m. in Rabbi Bergman's shul, which is 2701 Avenue N in Flatbush. It's going to be under the guidance of Rabbi Zion Schiffenbauer. The idea is working guys coming together one day a week, 2 hours, to learn bi'iyun. The tagline is go back to yeshiva, albeit for 2 hours a week. The limud is going to be Masechta Sukkah, their Mar Mekoymes. Many, many, many people have already responded that they're going to be there. So just based on the exit polls, it looks like it's going to be a smashing success. I know that the program received brachas from Gedolei Yisrael, Reb Chaim Kanievsky and others. Regardless, looks like it's going to be a tremendous program. I'm personally looking forward to attending and just wanted to give that a shout out. So we're holding in the middle of the sugyas of Masechtas Krisos, specifically the halachas of Karban Chatas. Mishnah had mentioned, Yesh Oichel Achila Achas, it's possible for a person to take one bite, V'chayev Alel Arba Chatois, and to be chayev four chatois and an asham. And then we saw, Rameir says it could be five, could be six, could be even seven. From there, the Mishnah went on to talk about that just like it's possible for a person to eat achila achas and be chayev several chatois, it's possible for a person to be boiled bia achas and to be chayev many chatois as well. So we had a Mishnah where it's possible for a person to be boiled a woman that he's not allowed to, who would be his daughter, his sister, his brother's wife, his father's brother's wife, she could be an Esha, Sisha, and Anida, six arayas. If it was done b'shoigig, the halach is, this person would have to bring six karbonos chatas. On that note, the Mishnah is going to discuss other situations where a person could be boil bila achas, and for that he's going to be chayiv many chatois. Today's daf is another example of where krisos meets yuvamis. Ok, the Mishnah, haba al bas bitoy. If someone is ba al bas bitoy, his daughter's daughter, meaning his granddaughter, chayev aleha mishum bas bita. It's possible that it would be chayev for more than just bas bita. How so? Number one, bas bita is an erva. So if he was boil bas bita b'shoigig, that is enough in and of itself for him to be chayev a karbin chatas v'kalasai. In the event that his granddaughter married his son, so his granddaughter would also be his daughter-in-law. Incidentally, that's okay, because the granddaughter to the son are an uncle and a niece, which is not an erva, but kalasa is an erva. Ve'eshas achiv, if she then went and married his brother, ve'eshas achi achiv, and then she married his father's brother, ve'eshas ish, if she was married at the time that this bila took place, ve'nida, and she was also a nida, in that case, he would be chayiv again six chatois, even though it was one bia, but yesh boil bila achas, and you're going to be chayiv six chatois. Rabbi Yossi says, in this case, it's possible for there to be a seventh as well. How so? In the event that this man's father went ahead and married this girl, then if the son is boil her, it could be there'll be another erva. Which erva? Eshes Av, says the Mishnah. V'chein haba albas ishtoi v'albas bita. Meaning, the first Mishnah that discussed yesh ba bia achas v'chayiv aleha vav chatois was talking about someone who was ba al bitoi, and there were five other arayas. The second Mishnah was haba albas bitoi, and there were five other arayas. Says the last line of this Mishnah, v'chein haba albas ishtoi v'albas bita. If you want, you can take the word bitoi in the first Mishnah and replace it with bas ishtoi, and you'll be able to have the five other examples of arayas as well. So bitoy is an erva. Bas ishtoy is also an erva. It's not the same thing. Bitoy is your biological daughter. Bas ishtoy is your stepdaughter. It's your wife's daughter. Different father. But either way, in bas ishtoy, which is an erva, you can have the other five arayas that I mentioned. Additionally, in bas bita, you could have the same five other arayas that the Mishnah mentioned as it relates to bas bitoy. Just to review what we mentioned yesterday, so How do you know which arayas to tack on? There's so many arayas. In theory, you should sit down and maybe you can add other arayas as well. It sounds like there's a certain science to which arayas are possible, which arayas are not possible. If it's pita, you could have this set. If it's bas pita, you could have that set. We'll see. The next Mishnah is going to talk about chamoisai. So really, there's three things that you have to take into consideration just after learning yesterday's daf. The first thing you have to take into consideration is that you need the ishus to be chal in order to establish some of these arayas. So, for example, in the two Mishnayis, we mentioned Eishes Ach and Eishes Achi Oviv. In order to have the erva of Eishes Ach, you would need that this woman can be married to your brother. In these incestuous situations, very often, there's going to be arayas that are going to create chayvei krisus, which is not going to allow the ishus to be chal. So really, you have to sit down and ask yourself, can this ishus be chal or can the ishus not be chal? Another thing you have to take into consideration is the halach of ein nisr chal al isr. And being that ein nisr is chal al isr, so you're right, you can add additional arayas, but you don't add isr to isr. Now, when do you say isr chal al isr? If it's either isr moisif or isr koilo. So if the second isr is going to be more inclusive, either quantitatively isr koilo or qualitatively isr moisif, then you could have it. So there may be other araya situations that you may be able to technically tack on, but it's not going to be significant from a chata standpoint. We're discussing the chatais. From a chata standpoint, it's not going to make a difference because you can have the halacha of ein isr chal al isr. So you have to make sure the ishus is chal, and also you have to be able to address the halacha of ein iser chal al iser regardless. So in our Mishnah, so we had a baal bas bitoy, and the Mishnah said there's six possible arayas that can come from it. That's the maximum. Rabbi Yossi said there was a seventh. What was Rabbi Yossi's extra one? It's possible in the event that this man's father would marry this girl, so they would also have the erva of eishas. Is that possible? It's not. Why not? Because one of the arayas of the six that the Tanakhama mentioned was Eishes Achi Aviv. That was already one of the six that we took into account. Eishes Achi Aviv means it's his father's brother's wife. If she married his father's brother, then she can't marry his father because to his father, she's going to be an Eishes Ach. Eishes Ach is an Erva, so it's not possible. So how could Rabbi Yossi count Eishes Achi Aviv and Eishes Aviv? If it's Eishes Achi Aviv, then she's an Eishes Ach to his father. If that's the case, the Eishes is not Chal on Eishes Ach. There's not going to be a Chattas for it. So, Rabbi Yochanan, the case was it was Yibum. It's true, Eishes Ach is an Erva, but there is one time where Eishes Ach is not an Erva. What is that? That's Yibum. But the Gemara says, Ihochi my Ovar. What was Rabbi Yossi's Lashon? Im Ovar Zokin. It sounds like he did something wrong. It was a mitzvah. Yivam Yovay Yoleh. I'm Rabbi Akiv, Shavah Mishram Kalis Benoy Shniyah. He was over. You know what he was over? He was over in Issa Rabbanan. The Issa Rabbanan that he was over was Shniyah Sla Rayas. Because this person, being that she was his son's daughter-in-law, even though your son's daughter-in-law is not an erva to you, so your granddaughter is an erva, but your son's daughter-in-law is not an erva. But shnias la rayas it is. Kedetanya it's a brayso kalosoi erva kalas benoy shnia v'chein atamoytza bebas benoy ubabas ben benoy. Your grandson's daughter-in-law, your great-grandson's daughter-in-law. But the point is that your son's daughter-in-law is shnias la rayas at soif kol adaris. And being that it's a shnias la rayas, so at the very least you can't do yibum midirabon midirayso. You can do yibum. It's a shnias. I say it's doichalois. I say it certainly would be doicha shnias la rayas. But it's a mafurish and mishnah masach zivam estav chafam and aleph. That shnius la rayas taloch is chiletzes v'loy mesi abemes, and as a result, it's considered over because of the issa derabbanan. But midday raisa wasn't over because hachab b'mayaskinon. To add one other akimta to this case is where there was a yibum situation. Being that there was a yibum situation, the father was allowed to marry this woman even though she was his eishes ach. If this son was then boil this woman, it's possible there's going to be a seventh erva. But the Gemara says, obviously the Rabbi Yossi, Issa Chal, doesn't it sound like there's at the very least an Issa Chal al Issa problem? So we addressed how it's possible for the father to marry this woman, even though she's a Zeisha Zach. But what about Issa Chal al Issa, Vatanan, over Avei Sheish Bashtei Misois, in the Bechamer of someone who's that carries in it two Misois. So this is someone that did an Avera, one act, and there are two different Averas that were done with this one Maisa. Each one carries a chi of misa. It's not the same chi of misa. So which misa do you get? Kam lebe derabe midei, right? That's always the rule. Nidem bechamur. Rabbi Yossi says, nidem bezikar rishayna shabalav. No, you get the misa for the Avera that was Chal first. Tanya, house, okay, so Rabbi Yassin, Zikr Rishoyna, Chamoyz, and Ashes, Eshes, Ish. So someone was boiled, his mother-in-law, who was also an Eshes, Ish. Chamoyz is Srefa, Eshes, Ish is Chenek. So does this guy get Srefa, or does he get Chenek? So according to the Chachamim, Nidim Chamura, Srefa is more Chamur than Chenek. But the question is, what about according to Rabbi Yossi? So Rabbi Yossi says it depends which one happened first. If first she was his mother-in-law and then she became an Eishes Ish, what's the case? When he married his wife, his mother-in-law was an almana at the time. And being that she was an almana at the time, nidim mishum chamoisai, because that's the one that came first. If it was Eishes Ish, v'nasas chamoisai, if this woman was married and then afterwards you married his daughter, so she was an Eishes Ish to you before she became your mother-in-law. That's what was Chal first. Need the Mishom Eishes. What do you see from me? You see Rabbi Yossi also in a Chal Alisser. So how could Rabbi Yossi say Eishes Av? Eishes Av, you want to tell me it was Tafsi Kiddushin because it was Yibam, that I understand. But at the same time, L'chayre Eines Chal Alisser, right? We said that in order to add Chatois, you have to be able to address the Chal Alisser problem. How are you addressing it? According to Rabbi Yossi, Am Rav Avo, Maid Rabbi Yossi, this is a Nisamoisev. The Gemara said very simple. It's talking about where there was another brother, another son to the grandfather, another brother to this balavera. So when this grandfather married this woman, she now became usher to his other son. How so? Because of Eishes Av. So, migu di itoisef isura legabe brei, itoisef isura legabe did. Zok de mishna vayter. So we discuss habal bitoy, and we discuss, you have to work it out with brothers mina av and brothers mina in. Habal chamoisa, we discuss it with regards to habal bitoy, and we discuss it with regards to habal bas bitoy. And the Mishnah added to that bas ishtoy and bas bitoy. Now the Mishnah is going to talk about chamoisa. Habal chamoisa. So chamoisa shviger is of course an erva, but it's possible for someone to be bal chamoisa, and there's going to be many other arayas as well. How so? Your mother-in-law could also be your daughter-in-law. V'kalasay v'eishes achiv, your brother's wife. V'eishes achi aviv, your father's brother's wife. V'achis ishtoy, your wife's sister. V'eishes ish v'nida. V'chein haba al em chamav v'al em chamoisa. The same could be true for your father-in-law's mother or your mother-in-law's mother, which are also arayas. So chamoisa is an erva, im chamoisa is an erva, im chamav is an erva. These are all arayas in their own right. The point is that all of these things can have all these different possibilities, like the Mishnah mentioned. Zoktig Mishnah Vayter. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Yomer, Habal chamoisa, if someone's baal chamoisa, chayav aleha, mishum chamoisa, ve'im chamoisa, ve'im chamav. Amruloi, they told him, shloshtam, shem echadhem. Rabbi Manuri was discussing a case where somebody was Baal Chamoisai and his mother-in-law happened to also be his mother-in-law's mother and his mother-in-law's father. So basically this person married a woman and then he married his mother-in-law's granddaughters, his mother-in-law's son's daughter, and his mother-in-law's daughter's daughter. The point is that this woman carries three arayas. She's Chamoisai, she's Eim Chamoisai, and she's Eim Chamav. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, if somebody was now boil this one woman, Behelem Echad, the halacha is, he's going to be Chayev, three Chatois. Why? Because they're all three separate arayas. Am Rulei, the Chamat of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Shlosham Shem Echadim. No, it's one Shem, and as a result, it's only going to be one Erev. Now really, in order to appreciate this machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim, you have to learn one pasuk in the Torah. It says in the Torah, Ervas Isha Ubita, Loisagala. So a person is not allowed to be with a woman and her daughter, which means you can't be with your wife's daughter or with your wife's mother. It's the same thing. It's the flip side of the same coin, also known as chamoisai. And then it says, Esbaspino, Vesbasbito, Loisikach, Legala Servasa, Sheirehena Zimohi. So looking at it from the chamoisai perspective, what the Torah essentially said was, Ervas Isho Bito Loisagala, there's an Issa chamoisai. Not only is there an Issa chamoisai, but Esbaspino, Vesbasbito Loisikach. There's also an isser of Eim Chamoisai and Eim Chama. You can look at it from the Bas Ishtai perspective, from the Chamoisai perspective, it's the same thing. Just looking at it from two different perspectives. But regardless, it says clearly in the Torah Chamoisai, Eim Chamoisai ve'Eim Chama. But the punchline, as it relates to this machloikis between Rabbi Yechem and Uri and the Chachamim, is that the Torah put it together in one lav. Ervas Isha Ubito Loisagala, Es Bas Benov, Es Bas Bito, Loisikach Legales Ervasa. It's one pasuk, Loisikach. It's one shame. It's one Loisase, says Rabbi Yechem and Uri. Even though it's one loisase, but at the end of the day, the Torah mentioned all three separately. It said ervas ishu bita, that's chamoisa. Yes, basbenav es basbita, that's im chamav im chamoisa, respectively. So it said all three separately, being that they're mentioned separately, three shemois, three chatois. If you do it behelam echad, amruloi, they told him shloshtom shem echad. Hey, at the end of the day, zok Rashi bechad kroksivi, the bottom Rashi on the yomud, who bechad lav. Hilkach ein chiluk chatois benim. Zok the marmer belos marav hoishi Rabbi Yechon Menuri v'sum chazamar davarach. This chiddush Rabbi Yechon Menuri, that even though it's one pasuk, it's one loisase, but at the end of the day, going to be chayiv three is the same chiddush that sumchis once said. Rabbi Yechon Menuri hadamar sumchis mayi. Who's this sumchis? So this sumchis was a mesachtes chulam. We actually learned this together. Shachta. The esbas bitos, it is halacha oisoy ves benoy loisa shchata b'yomechad. You're not allowed to shecht animal and its child on the same day. Mother and child, what about father? Choshen lezerav, in choshen lezerav. Some of the festus sugyas in mesechtes chulam. Regardless, the case was where somebody shechted the grandmother and the grandchild, and then goes ahead and shechts the child who's also the mother. So he ended up shechting three dairis all on the same day. But first the grandmother, then the grandchild, and then afterwards the middle dar. The question is, shachto ves bas bito, v'yachakach shachto es bito, then you shachted the mother. So how many malchus do you get? So if it's arba, you get 40 malchus. You oiva oisa ves benoi, it's a lav sheish by maitza. You get malchus. Sumcha soim, sumcha says, mishum Rab Meir, in the name of his Rebbe Rab Meir, soifik shmoinim. No, you don't get 40 malchus, you get 80 malchus. Why? Because when you shechted the daughter, you over oisei v'espenoi twice. Because now there's two sets of oiseis v'espenois that you over. The grandmother and the daughter, and then the daughter and the grandchild. So it's really two sets of oisei v'espenois. It's one maisa. You're going to get malchus 80 times. The Gemara says, isn't that Rabbi Yechon Manuri? Now, even though this is malchus, and this is chatos, and this is oisei v'espenoi, this is arayas, but there seems to be some tzadashov over here. Rabbi Yechon Manuri says that even though it's three arayas, but at the end, you're going to get, even though it's one maisa, you're going to get three. Sumcha says, even though it's one maisa, you're going to be soifik shmoinim. I'm a Rava, but Rava says, no, the two have nothing to do with each other. The reason he said it over here, because at the end of the day, even though it says one lav in the Torah, it says one loisikach, but the Torah mentions each one separately. The mekari chamoisa, umekari im chamoisa, umekari im chamov. The pasuk says, ervas isho bita, and then it's bas bina, and then it's bas bito. The Torah mentions them all separately. They're all the same oisav es benoi. The in shemus mukhlakim loy. Maybe over there Rabbi Yechon Benuri never said as halacha. What was the yisoid of Rabbi Yechon and Benuri? The yisoid was the Torah mentions all three separately. So by oisav es benoi, you don't find that. It's the same shem oisav es benoi. It's not too shameless of oisav es benoi. It says oisav es benoi. It doesn't matter mother, child, mother. It's the same. It's the same shem. So why should you be over twice? Amar Nachman Yitzchok. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchok says that I can spin it even differently. Maybe Sumchas only said as al chakabes benoi. The gufa mechlakim, that different gufin. Why is it gufa mechlakim? Because the oisay ves benoi is the mother and the child. It's two sets of mother and child. Even though one of the behemoths are going to overlap into both sets of oisay ves benoi, but you have the three dairies. You have the baba and the child, and then the child and its child. But there's gufa mechlakim because the grandmother and the granddaughter are not in the other sets of oisei v'esbenoi. So there's an element over here of gufa mechlokim. I'm talking gufa mechlokim. Over here, it's all one woman. Emek rabavo. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Sfirle. Maybe I'll talk about Rabbi Yochanan. Tom Rabbi Yochanan. Shei rehena zima hi. That's the end of that pasuk of chamoisa im chamoisa v'em chamav. Hakosav ason lekulon zima achas. There's a special halacha, special gzeres hakosav that teaches me that we look at it as one shem, and as a result, it's only going to be one chatas. Either way, the Gemara thought at first glance Rabbi Yochanan Nuri maybe has something to do with sumchas b'oisei v'esbenoi. The Gemara rejected it that it could be Rabbi Yochanan Nuri wouldn't hold of sumchas. Could be Sumchas wouldn't hold of Rabbi Yechon and Benuri. In short, the two halachas, even though from a high level look like maybe they're related to each other, but after further review, they really have nothing to do with each other. Regardless, we had a machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Benuri and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. If someone's ba al chamoisai, im chamoisai, and im chamav, same woman, and she happens to be his mother-in-law's mother and his father-in-law's mother. She is all three of those people in one. And Behel Mechad B'Shoig. How many Chatayis? Rabbi Eicher Manuri said three. The Chachamim said it's only going to be one Chatas. This is a very unique Shaila because really it's based on a unique Pasuk where the Torah took three Arayas and mention them with one lotion of loisaseh. Loisikach, which is going back on Ervas Isha Ubita, as Basbanov, as Basbita. And it's for that reason, there's a machloikis. On the one hand, there are three shemos. The Torah mentions them all separately. It's not like they're learned out from drushes. No, the Torah mentions them explicitly separately. But then again, it's one lotion of loisaseh. So do you look at it as one? Do you look at it as three? So me'inyan le'inyan ba'oise inyan. Zok the Mishnah Vayitom Rabbi Akiva. Sha'alti is Rabbi Gamliel ves Rabbi Yeshua be'itle shel imeo. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Gamliel were all going to buy meat for the wedding of Rabbi Gamliel's son. They were in the itlis of Imam. They were in a shuk, and Rabbi Akiva turned to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, and he says, Rabbi Yisai, I want to ask you a question. If someone's ba on his sister, his father's sister, and his mother's sister. What's the halacha? Chayiv al chayiv achas al kulan, I chayiv al kol achas v'achas. Is he going to be chayiv one for all, or is he going to be chayiv for each one individually? I'm going to let you, told him, we don't know. I never heard. I'll tell you what we do know. Abal, hey, nashav, need this melam achas. If someone's born five women, all his wives, they were all nidos, behelem achas, shu chayiv al kol achas v'achas, v'roi ani, shadvarim kal v'chayiv. They told Rabbi Akiva, if you're going to be chayiv there for each one, l'chayra achoysoi, she'achoysov, she'achoysimoi, you should be chayiv for each one as well, says the Gemara. So Rabbi Akiva posed the question, habal achoysoi, val achoysoviv, val achoysimoi. Now, what was not clear, are these three separate women? One was achoysoi, one was achoysov, and one was achoysimoi, or is it one woman that is somehow his sister, his father's sister, and his mother's sister? Is it me, Kiddiktani, the way it seems to say, which is, these were three separate women. Mighty Boyle, what's the Shaila? What's the Shaila? Of course he should be Chai of three. Hare Shemois Mukhlakim. There are three different Shemois, three separate psukim where the Torah talks about Achoysa is an erva, Achisaviv is an erva, and Achazim is an erva. And Hare Guva Mukhlakim, they're three different people. So what's the question? Elohach, it must be. Habal Achois Aviv, Shehi Achoysimoi. Shehi Achos, Chayiv Achas al Kulon, Chayiv Kol Achas v'Achas. The question must be where it was one woman that was all three. What's the Shaila? Me, Arena, do you say Hare Shemois Mukhlakim? Three separate Arais. Oidom Hare and Guva Mukhlakim. It's only one person. I'm only, they told him. Leishaman, we don't know. Shamanu, we do know about. Hey, Noshim needs bivas achas. If someone is born, it's just five wives, all nidos. Bivas achas, shu sheim echad, shechayev al kol achas v'achas mishum nido. V'ro'inu shadvarim kalvachayim. And they said, b'chur, it's a kalvachayim. What's the kalvachayim? Ma habal hey Noshim needs bivas achas shu sheim echad. Chayev al achas v'achas. Manuch v'de yichay for each one, the five wives that are all nidos, even though it's all one shem, it's all nida. Still, you chayiv for each one. Achoysoi, sheachos ovev, sheachos imoi, sheim gimel shemois. Where it's three separate arayas. Ein edin sheyichayiv al kol achas v'achas. So certainly you should be chayiv for each one. Right? They said that if nida, you could be chayiv for five nidas, five chatois. Certainly achos ovev, achos imoi, and achoysoi. Why? Because nida is all the same erva. Over here, it's three separate arayas. But the Gemara says, what kind of kal v'chaymer is that? Ikel amifrach, malehi nidas, sheken gufa mukhlakim. Over there, it's five people. Here, it's not five people. The Gemara says, you're right. Oh, my Kroah, you're right. The exchange must have been differently. They didn't tell him Kal V'chaymer, because really, Kal V'chaymer doesn't prove anything. Rather, the Pasuk says, Ervas HaChoysa Gilo, L'chayiv, it's a Pasuk. And the Pasuk teaches me that Yechayiv al HaChoysoi, Shehi Achois Oviv, Shehi Achois Imoi. Zok to Gemara. Omer Av Ado Barahavo. How is this possible? So, we explained that Rabbi Akiva Shaila of Abba al HaChoysoi, of and Shehi Achisov, Shehi Achisimoi is not talking about where it's three separate women. It was one woman. And Rabbi Akiva Shaila was, if it was done behel amecha, do you say it's three arayas? Or do you say that it's only, it was one ma'isabia? Meaning, you're going to be chayva kolachas v'achas, or you're not going to be chayva kolachas v'achas. So the first thing we need to do, really, now that we figured out where Rabbi Akiva Shaila was, is ask ourselves, is this even possible? So the Gemara says, yeah, it is possible. It's mishkachas lo bereshia bereshia. A rasha, who's the son of a Rasha? A man was ba on his mother, and he gave birth to two daughters. V'chazar uba alachas mehen. And then he was ba on one of his two daughters, and he had a son. Uba benoi. And then this son went, and he was ba alachos imoi on his mother's sister, Shiachoisoi, who's also his sister, Shiachois Aviv, who's also his father's sister, the Havale Rashia Bar Rashia, clearly we're dealing with two Rishon. I mean, the first person was Baal Imai, and then was Baal Bitai, and his son was Baal Achoisoi, Shiachois Aviv, Shiachois Imai. So we can understand why the Yichus of this family is Rashia Bar Rashia, but regardless, this is where it's gonna play out. So the truth is, this is something where a diagram is worth 1,000 words, because if you sit down and you put it on a piece of paper, it's actually not nearly as complicated as it sounds. But essentially what happened was, is Reuven was Baal Imai, and he gave birth to two daughters, which means that Reuven's daughters are also Reuven's sisters, because they have the same mother. Reuven was Baal Imai, had two daughters. His daughter's mother and his mother are the same person, which means that Reuven's daughters are also his sisters. Very simple. Then Reuven went and he was ba on one of his daughters and gave birth to a son. Okay. The son then went and was ba on the other daughter, meaning Reuven and his mother had two daughters. Then Reuven was ba on one of the daughters and had a son. The son was then ba on the other daughter. When the son was ba on the other daughter, he was over Achoisai, Achois Imai, and Achois Aviv. Let's go through it. Achois Imai is the simplest, because Reuven and his mother had given birth to two daughters. One of the daughters is his mother. The other one is the one that he was Baal. So clearly, she's Achois Imai. This other daughter is also Achoisai. Why is she Achoisai? She's Achoisai Min Ha'av. Because that daughter's father and this grandchild's father are the same person. Right, Reuven was Baal Imai, gave birth to these two daughters. Then Reuven was born, his daughter gave birth to their son. So the two daughters and the son, from the paternal side, they have the same father, Reuven. As a result, it's Achoisoi Mina Av. She's also Achois Imai. Why is she Achois Imai? Because they have the same mother. And as a result, you end up with Achoisoi, she Achois Aviv, Shehi Achois Imai, hence Rishia Bar Rishia. Zok the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Ba'aleo, V'chazaru Ba'aleo, V'chazaru Ba'aleo, Chai V'chalachas V'achas. If someone was Ba on an Erva, then he was Ba again, and then he was Ba again, he's going to be Chai V'chalachas V'achas. Now this is not like anything we've learned till now, Masechtas Krisos. Over here, assuming that it was Behela Machas, same erva, just another bia, you're not going to be chayiv. The halom is amechalik, and being that halom is amechalik, you're certainly not going to be chayiv a kolachas vachas. Stating that, divrei Rebbe Eliezer. This is a dasi achid, the chitis Rebbe Eliezer, who holds that the halom is not mechalik. Chomrim the chom say in chayiv ela achas. No, you're only going to be chayiv one. Says the gemara, the chom Rebbe Eliezer, bebal hey noshev nidois bevas achas shu chayiv a kolachas vachas. If someone was ba on his five wives, all nidois bevas achas, meaning behela machas, in that case you're going to be chayiv al kolachas vachas. Why? The Gemara gives an interesting reason. The reason is because each one of these nidois are also going to have to bring a karma chatos. They also did the avera. Who caused their avera? This man. See, even though from his perspective it's five averas, behela machas, in which case it sounds like from the Gemara he should only be chayv one chatos, but being that he caused them each to have to bring a chatos, you were goyrim five chatos, that's a reason that you should be chayav as well. Amar Rav, the Rav Nachman, me, I'm reading Hayavu, Garnas, a new svara. Is this such a sort of time we learned to the Brides? Who behalam achas vi behez alamois? Who ain't chayav ala achas vi chayav asokal achas vachas? So what happens if a man was nival with a woman? There were many bios. For him, it was all behalam achas. For her, there were many alamois. So for him, it was one halama. He's only chayiv one. For her, it was many halomos. She's going to be chayiv al kol achas v'achas. So what do you see from me? You don't say the svar of hugaram. Because if there's a svar of hugaram, once she's chayiv, he should be chayiv for all of these as well. Ela eim, the Gemara says, right, you have to say a different reason. Chayiv agufa muchlokim. It's not some new svar of hugaram, a svar that we never heard of. That's not a real svar. But rather, the reason if someone's boil, five wives all need this, behela machas, they're going to be chayiv al kol achas v'achas, it's because of the halacha of our Mishnah. And that is, there's a new concept of gufin muchlokim. Iboilu kotzar v'kotzu mali yom Rebbe Eliezer. But we have a sheet that's Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer said, if someone's boil an isha, bia after bia after bia, behelam achas, he's going to be chayiv al kol achas v'achas. What would be, says the Gemara, if someone was kotzer on Shabbos? So kotzer is just an example. It's one of the lamed tasmalachis. Chil Shabbos is one of the lamed vav krisis. It's an example of an avera that if you do b'shoigig, you're going to have to bring a karban chatas. So if someone's kotzer on Shabbos b'shoigig, he has to bring a karban chatas. What happens if a person was kotzer and he was kotzer again behelam achas? According to the Chachamim, Helamachas. The same malacha. So of course you're only going to be chayiv. The question is, what about Rebbe Eliezer? What's the shayla? Time of the Rebbe Eliezer hasam mishum da'avet tartin is the reason that Rebbe Eliezer holds bia achar bia behelam achas with the same woman you chayiv too is because you did two bias. Maybe the reason is because it's impossible to be ma'ariv the two bias. It's not just that it was two maises. It's more than it was two maises. It's two maises that cannot become one. There was no, you can't be ma'ariv two bias into one. It's either one or it's two. If that's the case, and it's amtu lahochi am Rabbi Eliezer chayiv akol achas v'achas. So Rabbi Eliezer didn't just say his halacha because it was two maises. These are two maises that can't ever and couldn't ever be combined. But if someone's koitzer behelam achas, kimin de efshalu larish te gregus kapas achas, being that he could have, would have, should have done it together. It's possible he could have done one maisa and he would have combined it in chayv al achas. Maybe in that case you're only going to be chayv what? My, what's that locha? Amar Rabba. So Rabba said time Rabbi Eliezer hasam mishum da avatarity. Rabba said that Rabbi Eliezer's svara was because he did two acts, two maises, nothing to do with the fact that you couldn't combine. Doesn't care about that. Two maises, two chatos. How can I be avatarity? Rabbi Yosef said, "Tamid Rabbi Eliezer Hasam the Efsholi La'arvin." No, the Yisoid of Rabbi Eliezer sheet this because it was not possible for him to combine the two acts. Avol Efsholi La'arvin ain't chayv alachas. But in this case, you could have been ma'arif because instead of cutting a groigris and cutting a groigris, you could have done one kitzira of two groigris. So this is not considered two acts on the same level as two bios are, and as a result, over here, ein chayiv elach, isvei abaya l'rabba. So abaya asked the kasha to rabba. Again, what was rabba's shita? Rabba said, time of the Rabbi Eliezer, hasa mishum da avatarti, hachanami avatarti. Sounds like according to rabbi, he takes on the side of Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that any time a person does two averis, behelamachas, even if it's the same Avera, it doesn't matter, you can be chayiv too. Till now, the halomis from Mechalik, yeah, that's all in the Chachamim's world. Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, we don't passing like Rabbi Eliezer, but we reckon with Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that two Averas, behelamachas, you can be chayiv akol achas v'achas. You don't have to ask yourself what types of Averas. It doesn't matter if it's Biois, it doesn't matter if it's Koitzer Groigris. The bottom line is two Meisim, Behel and Machas. If each one begets a Chatas, even though it's the same Avera, even though it was with one Halama, you're going to be Chayiv HaKol Achas V'Achas. Abaye asked the Kasha to Rabbi, can't be Rabbi, that Rabbi Eliezer holds that way. From a famous Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, this Rabbi Eliezer is actually mentioned above a Kamadaf Beis. Rabbi Eliezer, Mechayiv Avlodei Melochois, B'Mokoim Ovois Melochois. Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is that if a person does an Ov Melocha and it's told the Behel and Machas, you're going to be Chayiv Chatas for the Av, you're going to be chayiv chatas for the Tol. So we know there's a lot of things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Ironically, the Torah mentions very little, but midday raisa, based on Torah Shabbat Peh, it's a lot of things. They're broken down, the things, to lamites malachas. But it's only lamites avos malachas. Avos mechal deka toldas. Each Av malacha has toldas as well. And the avos and the toldas have significance. We'll see a lot more about this in tomorrow's stuff. But avos and toldas have significance with regards to the halachas of chatas, the sugis that we're learning right now. What difference does it make if it's an Ov, if it's a Tolda, it's an Issa Dei Reis, it's Chadi Kris, it's Mrs. Bezen? Does it really matter? Yeah, so in the world of Asra, could be it would matter. But also it matters in the world of Karban Chatas, because there's a halacha, if you do the same Avera twice, Pelam Achas, you're only going to be Chayiv one Chatas. If you do different Averas twice, Pelam Achas, then you're going to be Chayiv two Chatas. So the rule is that if every Av Malacha separates, so if the Av Malacha of Zereya had all the Zereyas, whether it's Ovois or Toldois, Behelam Achas, you're going to be Chayiv one. And then you have Chayrish and you have Koitzer. And that's the way it plays itself out. Rabbi Eliezer is a Das Yochid in this world. Rabbi Eliezer holds that two Ovois Melachois, you're right, you're going to be Chayiv two. If you do the same Ov Melacha twice, you're going to be Chayiv one. If you do an Av and it's Tolda, you're going to be Chayiv too. So whereas the Chachavim hold an Av and a Tolda, you're Chayiv one, because an Av and a Tolda is like an Av and an Av. According to Rabbi Eliezer, an Av and a Tolda, you're going to be Chayiv too. But it's mashma that even Rabbi Eliezer, and we need Rabbi Eliezer because we're learning the sugi of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is Mechayiv Avlodei Melachos B'makim Avos Melachos. But Ha'Av B'Vaz Achas Pater. Rabbi Eliezer holds if you do an Av Melach and then you do an Av Melach again, you're going to be Pater. What's the cash of the every time Rabbi Eliezer from the Avatarity, if we have a new shit, this Rabbi Eliezer, that any time a person does two malachis, that malachis is always chayiv. Am I potter? Why in that case are you going to be potter? So if you were koitzer and koitzer, behelam achas, I thought Rabbi just said that you're going to be Just like Bia and Bia and Bia, Behala Machzi, Chayv Chatas for each one. Koitzer and Koitzer and Koitzer is the same thing. It has nothing to do with the Bia's not being able to be combined. It has nothing to do with that. It's related to the fact that you did two Averas, even though it was the same Avera, and even though it was Behala Machas. Rebbe Eliezer says you're going to be Chayv for each one. So why doesn't Rebbe Eliezer hold that if you do an Av Malach and an Av Malach, Behala Machas, you're going to be Chayv for each one? Amar Breid der Rabbono, Anov Rab Nechumi Bar Schayr Torgimno. No, we explained it. Hakam Ayaskinon, Bidolis Hamudlus Agabi Te'ena. It's talking about a case where there was a vine. There were no grapes on this vine that was hanging over a te'ena, over a fig tree. Ve'katzam v'asachas, and in one act he cut the te'ena, the fig, and the vine. Now, if somebody cuts a fig, he's over the malach of kaitzer. If somebody cuts a vine, he's over the malach of kaitzer. But there's a difference. If you cut the fig, you're over the av malacha. If you only cut the vine, just the branch, you're only over the tolda. It's in that case where Mishum Hachi Mechayev Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said Yechayev, even though it was in one Maisa, Hayo Veshemas Muchlakim Vegufa Muchlakim. Because at the end of the day, it's an Av and a Talda, and it was a fig tree and a vine, not the same tree, and it's for that reason it'll be Chayev. The Kavasa, the parallel case of an Av and an Av, and if you would have a parallel case where they were not an oven at all, but it was an oven and oven, you would talk about it. In that case, is if you would cut two groigers bevasachas, you would talk it would be potter. Why is it the same? What's the parallel between katzar shtei groigers and this case of the dalus hamudlus al gabiteina? It's one maisa. So it's one maisa of the irrebeli as a whole is an avin atolda, yeah, and an avin and avno. Av a katzar ki groigers, v'chaz av a katzar ki groigers, chayv, over there, Rebbe Eliezer is going to hold chayv. So even Rebbe Eliezer, even according to Rabba, who has this new, very, very chumra de geshita, that if somebody does the same avera, b'shoigik, many times, the hell am achas, what's talocha, yichayiv, alkol, achas, the achas, even though it's the same avera, but it's only true if it was done in two acts. But one maisa, where it's the same avera, and it's the same alav. So one maisa where it's different averas, yeah, that we're talking about. That came up a lot already in the daf. But where it's one maisa, and it's the same avera, and it's the same haloma, vira vadera, Elias is going to hold that you're going to only be chayef one. And that's where Elias is halachas negeya, that an av and a tolda, where it's one maisa, you'll be chayef two. But an av and an av, where it's one maisa, over there, you're only going to be chayef one. Either way, so we mentioned the Rabbi Akiva was together with Rabbi Gamaliel and Rabbi Yeshua. They were in the Shuk of Imun. They were buying meat for the wedding of Rabbi Gamaliel's son. And Rabbi Akiva turned to the Gedolim, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamaliel, and he says, I want to ask you a question. What was the question? What's the case? Rishiyah bar Rishiyah. You're going to be Chayef one, or you're going to be Chayef three, says the Gemara. On that note of questions that were posed by Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, in the Shuk of Imum, when they were buying meat for the wedding of the son of Rabbi Gamliel, we're going to mention a digression, another Shiloh that was asked. Oh, it's Shalom, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva asked him another question. What's the halacha with regards to an Eivir HaMedulduh by Behema? Is it Metama or is it not? So Eivir HaMedulduh is, of course, of the second half of Masechtas Chulin fame. Literally, it means a dangling limb. So we know that Eivir Menachai is not only Aser Ba'achila, but Eivir Menachai is also Metama. Just like Nevel is not only Aser Ba'achila, it's also Metama. Eivir Menachai is not only Aser Ba'achila, but it's also Metama. So the Eivir Menachai of a human being is Metama Tumas Meis, as if the person would be dead. The Eivir Menachai of a Behema is Metama Tumas Nevela, or something like that. It's Metama, like a Nevela, like a mace. What about a dangling limb? A limb that's not 100% severed, so it's not Eivir Menachai, but it's pretty close. Is it metama or is it not metama? And the Shaila Rabbi Akiva asked was by a behema. Evim hamedulda bebehema ma'amrulai. So they told him, Lo shamanu. We don't know, but I'll tell you what we do know. Aval shamanu, Evim hamedulda be'adam shutar. We know that Evim hamedulda be'adam is tar. And if Evim hamedulda be'adam is tar, as we'll see in the end of the Mishnah, it makes sense, Kal v'chaymer, in fact, that Evim hamedulda be'behema should be tar as well. Kachoyu, and then they digressed. They said the mukeshchin oisim b'Yerushalayim. So mukeshchin is a disease that Chazal referred to many often. One of the symptoms of a mukeshchin is that his evarim loyolenu would fall off. And as a result, the mukeshchin, when Pesach time came around, and they wanted to be able to bring the Karban Pesach, so they had a little bit of an issue, because if the evar is going to fall off, they may run into tumah issues. Rashi says that they wanted a dafka take the Evarim off before Pesach, so they should look nice when Pesach comes. It shouldn't be dangling. But regardless, when these Mukeshchin would remove their limbs before Pesach, so they would go to a doctor, and the procedure, the surgery, had to be performed in a very, very precise way. Because not only did the surgeon have to be cognizant of the fact that he was going to perform a good surgery, he also had to make sure that he wasn't going to become Tameh himself, because we're dealing with an Eivor Menachai of a human being, which is Metama. It's going to knock him out of being able to bring the Korban Pesach, and you want to make sure that this Yid, this Mukesh Shchin, is also going to be able to bring the Korban Pesach. This is what they used to do. They'd go Erev Pesach. It could be literally Erev Pesach. They'd go to the doctor. And he would cut the limb until it was hanging on literally by a sa'ira, by a hair's breath. Then he would take whatever was left and he would stick it into a nail. The Nimshach Mimeno, and the Mukesh Shchin would yank his body away from that limb, and the limb would fall off. And because it was done in that way, nobody ever came in contact with the severed limb. And being that no one ever came in contact with the severed limb, the Mukesh Shchin can bring his Korban Pesach, and everybody could live happily ever after. Everyone's able to bring their Korban Pesach. But what do you see from here? You see from here that in Avraham Adoldol, it in and of itself is not Matama. Because if it Avraham Adoldol is Matama, then how do you even get to this point? We're doing it in a way that at the time that the limb is physically severed, no one's making contact with it. Not the Mukesh Shchin and not the doctor. But that's all good if the Tumah is only once the Aver is 100% removed. But if the Avraham Adoldol is in itself a source of Tumah, then this doesn't work. So said Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Akiva in the Shuk of Imam when they were going to buy meat for the Chasana. Yeah, I think we figured that part out already. For the son of Rabbi Gamliel, that if Avraham Adoldol Ba'adam is not Metama, then Kal V'Chaymer, the Avraham Adoldol of a Behema should have been Metama. V'roi Anish Advarim Kal V'Chaymer. Why? What's the Kal V'Chaymer? Because what's more chomer, Tumas Adam or Tumas Behema? Tumas Adam is way more chomer. I mean that Tumas Adam is way more chomer. Rashi says the reason Tumas Adam is more chomer because a person can become tummy while he's alive, a Behema cannot become tummy while he's alive. You could have argued Tumas Mase is more chomer than Tumas Nevelo. Interesting, Rashi, but regardless, that was the Kal V'Chaymer. Zok Gemara Tanan Hasam. On this note of the minig of the Mukesh Shchin, how they would amputate their limbs before Pesach, so the Gemara digresses for a moment. A Mishnah in Mesechtes Machshirim. It's amazing how loaded these dafin are. Tanan Hasam. Hamichik es HaKresha. Somebody had a kresha, type of vegetable, and it was wet, and he was trying to remove the water from this kresha. Or if somebody's hair is wet, and he's squeezing the water out of his hair, or his beged is wet, and he's squeezing the water out of his beged. So the halacha is like this. Again, this is Masechtas Machshirim. In fact, this is Machshirim pretty much 101. Machshirim Perek Aleph Mishneh. It's mentioned in the first parak of Masechtas Machshirim. That is, we know that Allah is that in order for food to become Tameh, it has to be Hukshal L'Kabal Tumah. How does food become Hukshal L'Kabal Tumah? It becomes wet. But it's not enough that it becomes wet. You either have to make it wet, or if it became wet on its own, it has to be Kiyutan Dumi D'Chiyitain. You have to be Tzefridin. You have to be happy with the fact that it became wet. Now, there's one other halach. It's actually mentioned in the first Mishnah of Masechtas Machshirim. And that is that even if you weren't necessarily happy when the food became wet, but when this water, this liquid emerged from wherever it emerged, it was something that you wanted. So for example, it was raining and you wanted the rainwater. You put a bucket outside. You're trying to collect all this rainwater. Why do you want the rainwater? I don't know. But you're going to wash clothing there. You want the water. So you were nichle to the water. And then the water went onto the eichlin. Even if you had no nichusa when the water went on the eichlin, but once you were nichle for the water, that is in and of itself enough for this water to be able to be machshir the oichel when it goes on the oichel, even if he had no nichus at the time that it actually went on the oichel. So regardless, we're saying halacha, that a person who has water in a beged, it's on a vegetable, it's in your hair, and you're squeezing it out, the water that you're squeezing out, you seem to want. And being that you want that water, it's considered rotzain, it's kiyutan dumya d'chiyitain. If that water then later ends up on food, it's going to be machshir the food of kabal tumah. But the water that never left, the mashkin shabasoicha, even if later it does leave, at that point it's not kiyutam dumi dechiyitin. You would need a physical nichusa when it goes on the food in order for the food not to become huksha lekabel tumah. Why? Because at the time that you had this nichusa, it was still inside the beged. The bottom line is that's the halacha. Says the Gemara, Amash Shmuel said, Ukresha atzma hukshara. In the event that the water was coming out of this vegetable, so you're squeezing the vegetable just to keep it simple, and now the water's coming out, the vegetable itself is hukshara kabal tumah. Why?
Because the water that's inside the vegetable is in and of itself not able to be machshel and kabel tumah. Once it emerges, it is. The food had the water on it when it emerged from it. As a result, it's huchshel lekabel tumah. B'shas prishasa mimenu huchshel. Because at the time that it left the vegetable, it was machshel lekabel tumah. Faith the Gemara, do you say such a svara? But now we know that Amish Erev Pesach Elul Yitzel v'chulu. What happened Erev Pesach with the Mugishkin? So we know the story. V'yam b'shas prishasa huchshel. Now if you're going to tell me that at the time of the prishah becomes huchshel, ikonam yahu evra medudu b'shas prishasa miyadam, netam yuladam. How does this whole evra medudu thing work? At the second that the ever gets severed from the Mugishkin, it's touching the Mugishkin. So let it be metam. And a chanami, when it's only medoldol, it's not matama. That's fine. We have no objections to that. But the moment that it gets severed, it's still touching it. No, the second it's severed, isn't it touching it? Just like the water that's emerging from the food is touching the food when it emerges from the food, even albeit for a nanosecond. But it's touching it as it's going out. So here too, isn't the ever a medoldol? The moment it gets severed, still making some sort of contact. So the Gemara says, "Good number of Yosef ben Nitazim bechol koychanach, and Amin ben Nitazim kol koychanach." Rabbi Yosef said, regarding a different halacha, that there's an afkamida sometimes if it emerges forcefully or in a more edel way. Over here, what they used to do is the Mukashchin would yank his hand really, really fast. He did it so fast that it was never touching once it was severed. But over here, the water goes out of the vegetable as a shine height, it takes its time, and as a result, it's for sure going to make some contact, and that's the obvious difference between the two cases. Says the word, Behecha Itma, the Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Halacha, where did he say his Halacha? Regarding another complicated Halacha in the laws of Tumah V'Taira. Zav V'Tamei Meish Hayim Halchim, Zav and Tamei Meish were walking together in the street. V'yardu Aleim K'shamim, and it started raining. And there was water on their baguette, so they started like making the water go down. They were touching the water with their hands, trying to get it to move from where it was. There's a lot of Gersoyes situations here. So Zavut Tami Meshayim Halchim Yardu Aleim Shaman Afa Pisha Soichdim. Even if they take the water out of their baguette, Mitzad Elyon Mitzad Tachdoin Tahir. The Halach is they're going to be Tahir. Why? She'in Mechashvin Elal La'achas Shiyatsam Yikula. Meaning, we just said that if someone squeezes water out of a baguette, that gives it a chashivos that it should be Yochshal Kabbalah. But here it's different, because over here they're squeezing it, but not necessarily because they want it to leave their baguette. They want it to go to the bottom of the baguette. That's the point. What they're doing is they're soichten mitzad the elyon mitzad atachton. So if they're soichten it to leave the baguette, that gives the water now chshivas that it could be machsher. But over here, they didn't necessarily want it to leave the baguette. They just wanted it to go to the bottom of the baguette. Here it's going to be different. Yatsu mikulon, if it leaves the baguette, then the halach is a reilu machshir. At that point, it's going to be machshir lekabel tumah utahirin. But they themselves, the water itself, that's the water itself is going to be tahar. That's a chiddush because the zav touched the water. Not only did the zav touch the water, it was on the beged of the zav. So isn't that in and of itself a reason that maybe it should be tameh? So the teretz is, you have to say, because when water is in a beged, it's not chashuv. And just like we said, water that's in a beged is not chashuv with regards to the laws of machshirei tumah, it can't become tameh either. Water, when it's on the zav, it's on the beged, can't become tameh. The question is, but when you remove it from your beged, at that moment, it's not on the beged, but it's touching the beged as it's leaving the beged. So maybe it should become tameh then. That's on that. But I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, "Benitazim b'chol koychem." He did it in a way where it happened so fast that it's not deemed to be considered touching. Va'od shalom Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva again is together with Rabbi Yeshua. They're buying meat for the chasana of Rabbi Gamliel's son. They're in the itlis of Imum. And Rabbi Akiva had already asked the Gedolim two questions. The first question he asked was, Rishiyah by Rishiyah. The hell amachas, one chatas or three chatas. Then he asked him a question, and Avraham meduldul bebeheva. How many, is it metama or is it not metama? Do you look at it as Eva Menachai or do you not look at it as Eva Menachai? The third question he asked was, if somebody shechts five animals b'chot, so we know there's a halacha called shechutei chot, so it was mentioned as one of the lamed vav krisis, shechit v'hamayla b'chot, is chayev. Shchute chutz is an iser. Halas chutz is an iser. But now we're talking about shchutes chutz. So someone shechts an animal that's kachim, that's roi lovi pesach oil moyed, outside of the oil moyed. The halach is, he's chayev karas. Rabbi Akiva said, what happens if somebody shechted five behemoths, bishoigig, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, behele machas, how many chatoyos are you going to be chayev? Ma'u chayev kolachas, b'achas, achas al kulon. Amr loy said, they told him, loishaman, we don't know. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Akiva that even though we don't know, meaning I don't know this halacha specifically, but I'll tell you something I do know, and I think from what I know, we can infer what we don't know. That is, shamati, I heard, this is Rabbi Yeshua's halacha, if somebody would eat from one zevach kachim, and it was prepared in five different ways, it was grilled, it was roasted, it was, right, five different ways that it was prepared, then the halacha is, even if it was behelam achas, shuchayev al kol achas v'achas mishum me'ilah. He was talking about a carbon asher. He was talking about the halacha me'ilah, which means someone has hanoi, has benefit from kachem, you don't bring chatas, but rather what you bring is a me'ilah. And you bring me'ilah when you're mayol b'shoigi. B'mezid, you don't, there's no me'ilah. There's me'ilah b'shoigi. But the point is, the carbon, the asham, that is. So if somebody would be mayol b'hektish b'shoigi, behelem achas, five pieces of meat, but it was prepared in five different ways. The halacha is you'd bring an asham for each one. So Rabbi Yeshua said, "V'roi anish advarim kal v'chaim." I think it's a kal v'chaim. Madach, you're going to bring five ashams for five pieces of meat that were prepared in five different ways, even though it was behelam achas. Kal v'chaim, if you shecht five behemoths, bechutz, behelam achas, you'd be chayim for each one. Amar Rab Shimon said, "Loikach shalom Rabbi Akiva." So the Chachamim was saying over this ma'isa, Rab Shimon says, I heard a different version of how this went down. But rather, Rabbi Akiva shayla was a different shayla. It wasn't if somebody shechts five animals bechutz, elo ba'oichol noisim mechamishas v'achim behelam achas. The case was where somebody ate noiser from five different animals, the helam achas. No, you do it shchutei chutz. It was achilas noiser. And the question was, chayev al achas al kulon, chayev al kol achas al achas. And amru loy loy shamanu. And amru Rabbi Yeshua said the same response. Shemati b'oichu mezev achal b'hetam chuyim behelam achas, chayev al kol achas al achas, shum me'ilo. That you chayev five different dishes, prepared different ways, behelam achas. You chayev a separate ashen for each one. V'rei anishad v'ram kal v'chaymer. Amaloy. Either way, whatever the version of the story was, whether Rabbi Akiva's question was shchutei chutz five times, or whether Rabbi Akiva's shailo was noiser five times, Rabbi Yeshua told him, I can bring you a raya from the carbon asham. Only Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Yeshua as follows. Im halacha, said Rabbi Yeshua, if you know this, be Messiah in the Kabul. Amen. However, im ladin, if you really have no Messiah on this, but you only know this based on your kal v'chaymer, yesh tshuva, I have kashas on your kal v'chaymer. Amalei, so he told him, really, hoshef, ask the shaylas. So he told him, number one, lo yamamrit b'mi'ilo sh'asabas ha'maychel ko'ichel, v'esamahana kenena. You find by me'ilah chiddush that if somebody feeds somebody else food, if someone facilitates for someone else to have hana from kachim, the meichel and the mahana is mayel. That's a very big chiddush. You don't find that by chatas. If somebody feeds somebody else chelev, the feeder, the meichel, is not the one that's chayiv karis. He's over lifnei evil, he sees the michshol maybe, but he himself didn't do the avera. But when it comes to kachim, the halacha is that the meichel is like the oichel, and the mahana is like the nana. Those are things you don't find by chatas. Additionally, tzireif es ha-me'ilo is ma'meruba. When it comes to me'ilo, if you have a little bit of anah today and a little bit of anah, this man meruba afterwards, it's mitztaref. When it comes to achila, what's the halacha? It's 2 to 9 minutes. It's a very short time span. You don't have these things. Either way, so we have a little bit of a shakla v'tarya, the Mishnah version, and then the Gemara is going to go into it in a little bit more detail. Either way, let's see the Gemara. My kasha le'le Rav Shem. We had two versions of what the question was that Rabbi Akiva asked the Chacham. The first version was, Hashoychet heizvachim b'chutz b'almachas. The second version was, if somebody eats from noiser, five different animals, oichol noiser mechamish ezvachim behelam achas. Reb Shimon said, loy kachol yamaisa. It sounds like Reb Shimon had a problem with the first geres. He says, no way. There's no way that the shakla v'tarya between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua was regarding the first version. It's the second version. So it sounds like somebody was bothering Rav Shimon with the first version. He said it a little too forcefully. My kasha le'le Rav Shimon. So the Gemara says, oh, kashale. He was bothered like this. My raya l'shoichet mi'oichel. How can you bring your raya from shoichet to oichel? Meaning Rabbi Akiva asked the question from shoichet. Shchutei chutz five times. What did Rabbi Yeshua tell him? Oichel. Da'asham mi'ilus. Rabbi Shimon felt that Rabbi Yeshua would have never shtelled su oichel to shoichet. It's two different things. Because malo oichel, shekei nene. Oichel, you're having anah. And maybe it's more chomer. Hanah makes things more chomer. When you eat, you're having anah. When you shecht, you're not having anah. Elo kachshon. The shayla must have been. Rabbi Shimon said the way he said. Oichel, nice mechamish yisvachem, elam achas. Ma'u, chay b'chol achas, 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 al kulon. Am alayde told him lo yishamanu. Am Rabbi Yeshua. Shamati b'oichel mizavach echa b'chamish yitamchuyim b'halam achas, chay b'chol achas, v'achas, m'shum me'ilo. V'roi ani shad varm kal b'chay. Ma, mizavach echa shen gufim b'chlokim, chay yiv al kol achas, v'achas, m'shum tamchuyim b'chlokim. Chamish yisvachem, de gufim b'chlokim. Loi kolshkein, verbatim the Mishnah. And by the way, we can skip the parentheses per the Shita Mikubeses.
So we can exhale, and we can end the daf here.